pop! He sent a smaller smoke ring from his short clay pipe straight through each one of Thorin's. Then Gandalf's smoke ring would go green and come back to hover over the wizard's head. He had quite a cloud of them about him already, and in the dim light it made him look strange and sorcerous. Bilbo stood still and watched. He loved smoke rings, and then he blushed to think how proud he had been yesterday morning of the smoke rings he had sent up the wind over the hill.
"Now for some music," said Thorin. "Bring out the instruments."
Keely and Feely rushed for their bags and brought back little fiddles. Dore, Nore, and Ore brought out flutes from somewhere inside their coats. Bomber produced a drum from the hall. Bifur and Bofur went out too, and came back with clarinets that they had left among the walking sticks.
Dwalin and Balin said, "Excuse me, I left mine in the porch." "Just bring mine in with you," said Thorin.
They came back with vials as big as themselves, and with Thorin's harp wrapped up in a green cloth. It was a beautiful golden harp, and when Thorin struck it the music began all at once, so sudden and sweet that Bilbo forgot everything else, and was swept away into dark lands under strange moons, far over the water and very far from his hobbit hole under the hill. The dark came into the room from the little window that opened in the side of the hill. The firelight flickered. It was April, and still they played on while the shadow of Gandalf's beard wagged against the wall. The dark filled all the room, and the fire died down, and the shadows were lost, and still they played on. And suddenly first one and then another began to sing as they played, deep-throated singing of the dwarves in the deep places of their ancient homes, and this is like a fragment of their song.
"Far over the misty mountains cold, to dungeons deep and caverns old, we must away ere break of day to seek the pale enchanted gold. The dwarves of yore made mighty spells, while hammers fell like ringing bells, in places deep where dark things sleep, in hollow halls beneath the fells. For ancient king and elvish lord, their many a gleaming golden hoard, they shaped and wrought, and light they caught, to hide in gems on hilt of sword.